I gulped. Sweat dripped down from under my turquoise denim baseball cap. I knew I had to open the spooky closet door, or Zach would tell everyone at school that I was a wuss. Well, here goes, I thought to myself. I pulled on the handle and flung the smelly old door open to look inside. I screamed, "It was Bill!" Chapter 8. It was not Bill. It was just an old, broken jukebox from the 50s, the kind my mom and dad used to listen to. I stopped screaming. I was so embarrassed. If Zach ever found out I was scared by a grody old jukebox, he'd probably give me a wedgie. "Stupid jukebox," I said, and kicked it with my aquamarine basketball sneaker. Suddenly, its lights flickered on, and it started to play haunting music. Shocked, I backed away. "What, you don't like golden oldies?" a voice said behind me. I whipped around. All that was there was a mirror on the wall. But something was different about my reflection. I grasped my face. I was old! Behind my wrinkled self in the reflection, I saw the grody haunted jukebox begin to morph. It morphed into a scary, triangular shape. I screamed, "It was Bill!" Chapter 9. It was not Bill. It was just Zach. "Ha ha, I pranked you," Zach laughed. Zach was so cool, and I was just a wuss. And I had wet my teal capri pants. I began to cry.